Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, whatever time of day that you are listening to this, it is I, the one and only JR, aka Menon013, and you are now listening to a brand spanking new episode of the Room 013 podcast. It is Monday, June the 7th of the year 2021, and listen, Additionally, I was going to do an episode for Saturday after I was done with the meet and greet. And I'm going to tell you about the meet and greet and whatnot. So I was going to do an episode of Saturday after the meet and greet. What happened, I came home. I was out there way longer than I should have been. And I was not able to do that in time. So it wouldn't have made any sense. And Sunday was my recovery day. So you are getting episode today on this Monday, this fine Monday. The back to the work. Back to the future. The work week beginning for some who don't have jobs or some who just only work certain days, you know. Monday's usually the, you know, back to your business day. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, Saturday, let me tell you about Saturday. Shout out to my man Danny. Shout out to my brother Danny, yo. That's real love. But Saturday, Wrestling Universe down in Queens, New York. I went to a meet and greet. I was pretty much out there I was out there longer than I should have been. I went to the shop. I was shopping. Then I went to the meet and greet. I seen Victoria. I seen Jillian Hall. I seen Jasmine and Laura. I seen I seen so many people. Even like some of the people for that following on Instagram. I seen them. Was talking to them for a little bit. But my plan was not to be out there. I was only going to go for Sabu originally and Ivelisse. Also Sabu. But when I got down there, I seen Sabu. I came out of the store. I sat outside. I was drinking my juice. I seen Sabu pull up. Came out the car. Him and his wife pull up. And I didn't even know she had lost her leg. I was like, yo, what the fuck? I did not know. And then I seen him. He was looking, you know, just regular. He just looked like a regular old dude. He didn't have his, you know, the turban on and shit. He just looked regular, chill. He was smoking a cigarette. But I didn't know she lost her leg. Last time I saw her was like maybe like 6 or 4 years ago. Him and her came to an event in Connecticut. They went to an event in Connecticut. It was called Wrestling for Autism or SmackDown Autism something. It was like I don't remember. It was such a long time ago. I don't remember the name. But there was it. That's when I met him and her. And that's when I also met Ivelisse that night. But anyway, fast forward to Saturday this past. Yeah, he was looking different. I didn't know she was in a wheelchair. I didn't know she had just one leg. But then when I seen him inside doing the photo op and taking a pic, he had the mask on. And I'm like, like, nah, I ain't doing it. Like, I ain't paying for that shit. Like, there was some people that purchased, but nah. Because he was, like, fully covered. You have the turban on and the mask. My man was fully covered. I'm like, nah, I'm not doing it. So I got the picture of Ivelisse. Ivelisse, she was so, it was nice seeing her again. Jasmine, it was some great fun meeting her. Future, she got a bright future at her. She's gonna be a star. I can see it. She's gonna be a star. You know what I'm saying? She had a couple matches on AEW Dark. I don't know if y'all follow her or even know about it, but go check her out. She's pretty good. She got a lot of charisma. Top tier, 100%. But another thing, Sabu, he wanted to leave early. He was supposed to be there from like 11 to 5. Or something of 5 or 6, right? And it was 5 o'clock, and at 5 o'clock there wasn't really anybody there. So he was getting ready to pack. He was packing shit and ready to go. And then the the owner was like, no, you're at 06. You know, I paid, you're at 06. So, when people went in there and he was signing, he was just ready to go. He was just like tired or whatever. Then he took a break. He went outside and he started smoking a J. I'm like, yo, he went outside and started sparking up. I know Mike would have went over there and sparked with him. That shit was, it was quite the scene. If you had been there, you would have, it was quite the scene. And, it was just, yeah, it was a good Saturday. It was a good Saturday. This coming Saturday, Jake the Snake and, is it Jake the Snake? Yeah. I know Jake the Snake is going to be there this Saturday. D12. If you're listening, I don't know what time of day you're listening to this or what day of the week that you're listening to this, but June 12th, Jake the Snake will be there. I'm not gonna see him. I don't know. I wasn't really a big fan of Jake the Snake growing up. You know what I'm saying? I respect everything he's done, you know, for the business and, you know, his accomplishments and whatnot, but I never really was a fan. Like, damn, I can't wait to see Jake, or oh, I wonder what Jake's gonna do next, and et cetera, et cetera. But yeah, June 12th, he's gonna be there. I honestly don't have plans on seeing him. And June 13th, which is the Sunday, Scott Hall, I'll be going there for Scott Hall. Brooklyn Brawler is gonna be there, but it's so weird. You have Scott Hall, then Brooklyn Brawler right after. You should have just had Scott Hall one day, just that whole day, or at least somebody better than Brooklyn Brawler that whole day. I mean, after Scott Hall, it's just weird. But so I'm gonna go there for Scott Hall that Sunday. Fucking, I met him at big event, I believe 2 years ago. Got a photo with him. Didn't get his autograph, just got the photo. So now when I see him this Sunday coming up, I purchased a combo. So I get a photo and an autograph. I'm gonna have him sign my Elite Wrestling action figure. And yeah, I'm gonna show up. Oh, you know what? It's gonna be too hot to be wearing them chalk line jackets. I was just now thinking of that. It's gonna be way too hot to be wearing them, but I could bring it and just throw it on for the photo. I got my Room 013 hat. Not the red one, dude. Not the original red one. I got the black version, which is brand new. Not the black version, the black and white version, I should say. Just brand new. Check it out on the shop. Check the website out. And as well as a pink version. I got a pink version up there. You could purchase the pink version, ladies, men, if you like the color pink. I was like, you know what? I got one pink hat already. It's black and pink. But I was like, you know what, let me rock my own shit in pink. I think I got like two Bret Hart jackets, right? I got the portrait jacket, the all pink one, and then, yeah. So I got two Bret Hart jackets, you know, pink, so I figured I'd rock out with those, you know, rock the hat with that. Plus I got this brand new pink shirt, y'all gonna see it, you follow on the gram. Follow my personal page, Menazero13, Instagram. And you'll see it on there. My pink tee and all that shit. But it is what it is. You like them pink, you don't like pink. People got their own preference. The pink Jordans, there was some pink Jordans I wanted to get, but them shit sold out. Them shit sold out super fast. No, actually, they only had them in women's. And my size, I wear size 13. So the conversion, they didn't have the women's size. So I was just S-O-L. That's shit out of luck, if you don't know. Once again, shout out to Gennaro. Shout out to Gennaro. I don't know how to pronounce your last name, but he was a day 13 giveaway winner for the month of May and June. June day 13 giveaway is coming up. So right now it's Monday. The 13 lands on Sunday. Are you following? Is you following? Or is you following? So you're gonna have to follow. Follow on Twitter. Follow on Instagram. You see the details about the day 13 giveaway, because there's not gonna be an episode dropping on Sunday. There's not gonna be an episode dropping on Sunday. There's not gonna be an episode dropping Saturday. This is the episode for this week. The episode for next week will drop on Monday. And Monday, I will once again give the details about the day 13 giveaway. But I'm going to give the day 13 giveaway details on social media platforms. So on all other social media platforms on Sunday, keep a lookout. You may be the winner. See, some people, you could get a head start. I mean, it's a gamble, really, because you could wait for the episode to drop. I don't know how, you know, some people got the push updates on their app, so like it automatically pushes the episode. If you're using Spotify, or if you're using Apple or iHeartRadio, Spreaker, some of them, they vary, so they push the episode instantly. So if I like publish the episode now, boom, it's already on. It's automatically on Anchor. Apple Podcasts get it right away. I think a Google too. The only one that is like a delay is, I want to say, iHeart or Pandora. One of those. So depending on what you use to listen to podcasts, you may hear the episode before another person who uses a different app, or you may hear the episode later. So that's why, follow on a social media tip, twitter.com/room013podcast, instagram.com/room013podcast. Look at the story, look at the post, you'll get the details and everything. Be the first one to correctly answer with your name where you're listening from to room013podcast@gmail.com. Repost, like I said, you got two ways to win: a repost or an email. You got two ways to win. Feel me? You got two ways to win. All I do is win. So Sunday, that Sky Hall meet and greet, I'm excited about that. A couple of the homies from Detroit, they coming down to the city. Sed's coming from PA. He ain't far, but he coming down for PA. You know what I'm saying? Little Corey, he coming down from Maryland. You know, B-more, DMV area. You feel me? So it's gonna be a movie. It's gonna be a big, big thing. We all gonna be mobbed out there, and it's gonna be crazy. I'm excited about it. Wrestling Universe, they got a couple other. They got Sting. Sting tickets drop tonight at 8 o'clock. Only 200. Am I gonna go to see Sting? Hey, maybe not. Speaking of Sting, speaking of wrestling, they dropped the NWO Wolfpack spray paint World Heavyweight title. When I seen that shit at work, I was like, damn, responsibilities, priorities. Then I was like, damn, that belt do look sexy. And I was like, damn, I should wait. Ain't nothing wrong with waiting. It ain't like limited to 500 or something. I should wait. Then again, I'm like, shit, you know my motto. Don't cheat yourself, treat yourself. So on Tuesday, hey, maybe on a Tuesday, you see that hashtag title Tuesday? You see me with that title? Hey. Don't be surprised. You never know. But you know what I'm saying? You know that whole court shit? It's popping up. But we ain't gonna talk about that. We ain't gonna talk about that on here. You ain't gonna talk about the hell. Good vibes, right? Good vibes, positive energy, nothing but love. I appreciate the support. It's gonna be all right. It's gonna be all right. All right, we gonna take a quick break. I gotta reprint these notes, but we gonna take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Room 013.
Saying the Scott Hall meet and greet Sunday. Also, Brooklyn Brawler is gonna be there, but who wants to see Brooklyn Brawler? Really, the whole shit is for, you know, the Chalk Line Click. You know what I mean? It's probably gonna be the biggest link up since when they were at WrestleMania. I don't know. Yeah, since WrestleMania, I think, but. You know, I'm excited about it. Niggas is gonna get fucked up. Shout out to James. Shout out to Bedrock. Shout out to Scotty. Shout out to King Coley. Shout out to Sed. Shout out to Corey. Shout out to Mike. Shout out to Mikey. Shout out to Simon. Shout out to Brian H. Waters. Shout out to Big Pat. Shout out to Samir Jr. Who else? Am I missing anybody? Shout out to Jose, shout out to Joseph. It's gonna be a movie, man. And I said before, I met Scott Hall once. I took a photo with him. I took two photos with him, I believe, but I didn't get an autograph. This time I really want to get an autograph. I'm gonna get him to sign, like I said, my Elite Legends figure. Get him to sign that bad boy. And you know, I'm gonna be rocking the whole black and white, the outside is drip, room 013 hat and t-shirt, you know what I'm saying? NWO track pants. It's gonna be fun. Yeah, like I said, day 13 giveaway. Remember, check social media for the day 13 giveaway. Now I'm gonna apologize in advance if I don't exactly put it up on Sunday, or I don't record the episode Sunday or Monday after, or Wednesday, like I said, Wednesdays. But it's like Sunday's the meet and greet. I'm gonna be occupied. I'm gonna see what I could do. Who knows what the plans are after seeing Scott Hall? Fucking, I think we're gonna do a NXT takeover in your house watch party, some shit like that. I don't know. I mean, we might go to a Comic-Con in New Jersey. Who knows? We're definitely doing breakfast Sunday morning before Scott Hall. And yeah, I'm excited about it. Shout out to Venomize 88. I hope I said it right. I don't know if it was 88 or 86, but shout out to Russell Fresh. Shout out to DOF. You know what I'm saying? I support people. You feel me? Like, you know, I support people who support me. I always show love. You feel me? I always return the same energy. You feel me? I got no problem showing love to anybody. I got no problem taking a picture with anybody. You see me outside, you stop me. You want to take a photo? Take a photo. I'm not Hollywood. I'm not going to be like, nah. If you say what up to me from like 2 feet away, I'm not going to ignore you. You know what I mean? I ain't Hollywood. You feel me? I respect people, and, you know, if somebody's passionate about something, you know, I respect the craft. That's what you're doing. By all means, go for it. Let me know what it's about. I'll rock with you. You feel me? I'll rock with you. You know what I'm saying? I show support. I show love. You feel me? I love everybody. I treat everybody equally. Yo, bro, what's your email? Somebody sent me an email. Oh, Nerds Clothing. Jay White invoice. All right, so cool. I'm gonna get that Jay White. That Jay White jacket. I need that shit, you feel me? But yeah, I gotta get ready to pack and some packing stuff. So hope everybody has a great morning, afternoon, evening. Hope your weekend goes great. I hope that you live long and prosper. I hope that you succeed in whatever it is that you're doing. You got a dream, go for it. Go for it. You feel me? Don't let anybody stop you. Don't let anybody stop you. Do your shit. Get your shit done. Just do you. You feel me? Do you. Don't cheat yourself. Treat yourself. You feel me? Don't cheat yourself. Treat yourself. By the way, that t-shirt is live right now. Go buy the t-shirt. Don't cheat yourself. Treat yourself. It's on the front, on the back. Got the Room 013 logo, and it says WWJRS, which is what would JR say? You feel me? So, anyway, I'm going to get the going. I'm going to publish this. And, you know, it's going to be published. You're going to see it. You're going to see the photos. Hit me up on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, all social media platforms. Room013podcast@gmail.com for the day 13 giveaway. Remember, Room013podcast@gmail.com for the day 13 giveaway. I'm the one and only JR, aka Manizer 13. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. See you guys next time.
Room 013. Room 013.